Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Did you know that there are more than 1,400 varieties of olives in the world, most of which can be turned into oil? And there's a small organic farm located in the Sisun Valley where hot, dry summers and mild, wet winters allow olive trees to thrive. Located in Fairfield, Il Fiorello has begun as a boutique olive oil business back in 2007, and they have grown steadily ever since. Ann Sievers is the owner of Il Fiorello Olive Oil Company, along with her husband, Mark. And this weekend, they're highlighting the diversity of their spring harvest through lavender and strawberry days. Thank you so much. What a treat for joining us for Insight just in time for lunch.
I'm just delighted to be here.
We are just so excited just to learn about your farm. Why did you want to start a boutique olive oil company?
No one was doing that. Everybody was planting grapes, and let it be said, I have to do something different. My older daughter was in Italy in graduate school, and I fell in love with the lore and the culture and the history of olives. And she joined us as our sommelier at our bistro restaurant.
So you fell in love, you know, like love at first, you know, olive in Italy.
Yes.
Was there a learning curve when you brought that back here to Fairfield?
Oh, my dear, there's a huge learning curve. But when you run a farm, you learn every day. So I took every class I could. I listened to every engineering detail that I could about the mill. The mill is all Italian. Yes, the instructions are in Italian. And it's big. It's powerful.
What does boutique mean in this context? A boutique olive oil?
Yeah, many people make beautiful bulk oil, meaning it's a blend. We make high-level, international-quality, single-varietal oils, which are very unusual in the olive oil business. Usually it's 2-3 million trees, Spain, 5 million trees, but that's bulk oil. Absolutely beautiful. I just wanted to do something different.
What goes into producing, you know, just a boutique olive oil? I mean, from picking it to putting it through the mill.
Yeah. So harvest, the day my olives are harvested is the day they're milled. No one presses olives anymore. That's the history and culture of oil. We have big centrifuges. So the day my frantoio is harvested is the day that it goes through the mill, and that's the day that it's born.
So if someone buys your olive oil, what's the shelf life?
Oh, well, at my house, it lasts about a month in a bottle. But usually you should use it within about from the day of harvest, which should be stamped on the bottle. It could be good for a year to 18 months, but fresher the better. This is fruit juice. You just have to use it when it's fresh and delicious.
How would you describe the flavor profile of the olive oils that you make? You brought some to sample, and I am going to sample them, but how would you describe them to people who are listening now?
So you want fresh oil. You want something that has a beautiful aroma. You want something that has bitterness, a taste in your mouth, and then this sensation called pungency, and it's a stinging sensation. Those have to be in balance for olive oil to be certified extra virgin in California and also to be really delicious.
All right, well, I'm going to sample two that you brought in. One is one looks like olive oil, the other is dark.
Yeah.
It's darker.
Right. So it's a balsamic reduction.
Right.
So the olive oil actually is our community blend. So I open the mill to people that have one tree. Last year, we had almost 40,000 pounds of olives brought in for the community. I get that oil certified. I submit it to the state fair, and the community oil that you're tasting won a gold medal at the state fair this year. So what you want to do is smell it, taste it, and then feel that lusciousness. And always, olive oil is better with good food.
Oh, I love it. And you even have a sheet of how to taste it.
I do.
Properly, which is so, so helpful. Is it similar to trying or tasting wine?
It's similar, yes, without the alcohol, of course. But you really want to pair it with delicious food. And that's the hallmark of good health. My background in healthcare led me to believe that this is an unsaturated fat. It is truly delicious. And you just want to have it with delicious food.
Mm.
What do you think?
Oh, it's delicious. It is so good. And I wouldn't think to just
taste
drink
it.
Olive oil, but
yes.
I could I could drink a cup of it.
Yeah, no, don't.
I won't do that, but it tastes really good.
What you want to do really is to be able to taste that freshness. We harvest our olives very, very early in the season, so it has much more flavor. Now, what you're tasting now is balsamic vinegar reduction.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So I bring in a young Italian balsamic from Italy, and then because I can, I do a little bit of kitchen magic, and what you're tasting is a combination of strawberry and lavender infused into the balsamic just for our lavender weekend.
I love, there's like this really good tang in it. I mean, just mixing the both, you could use that for like every salad for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or I mean, absolutely.
Any kind, anything you want, or just dip it in some good bread.
Better yet, take that olive oil and put it on steak after you bring it to table. That's a better way to use the oil. I happen to really like it with grilled mushrooms.
I'm so happy you took this pivot in your life and you opened up a boutique olive oil company. Yeah. I think what's so interesting is that you actually worked in medicine in previous life at UC Davis.
I did.
Are there any parallels to working at UC Davis Health compared to being a farmer now?
Yeah, UC Davis, I had a wonderful career there. I have lots of good friends. All that organic chemistry in medicine just sits right in my farm. So I used to take care of patients, although I still do. Now I take care of trees and guests.
I guess which one's harder?
Oh, gosh, they're both difficult, but it's fun. I like both.
I went to UC Davis one year as a reporter at KCRA, and I was covering an olive oil conference. And I was surprised to learn about just all of the benefits olive oil.
There's another one coming up in a couple weeks. The Olive Center, I'm actually sending my staff to it. Fabulous people, great course, very well worth going to.
You know, with your background in science, it just must be also exciting learning about research of olives and olive oil.
Every day. Every single day. And like I said, we have a very biodiverse farm. I learn something every day. If you listen to the trees, they're going to teach you.
Yeah. I mean, let's get into that biodiversity because you don't only grow olives. I mean, you have branched out. You have a whole like arsenal of wonderful produce for people to enjoy.
We do. And thank you to my farm crew for that. I have 7,000 tomato plants in the ground. We're going to do a huge tomato festival at the end of August. We have strawberries and right now we have too many zucchini, so can you please come and take some? Zucchini is fabulous because it pairs well with oil, and we serve it at our bistro. We have okra, we've got eggplant, we've got bees, we have chickens, we've got farm tours, we do comparative tastings, we do a lot.
Do you have, I guess, kind of just like a farm stand where people could go and get zucchini if you have like a surplus of it?
Yes, please. Can you come and take zucchini? I'd appreciate it. Come to the visitor center any day. We're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5.
What is it like having that connection to the community in this way? You're not just growing produce. You're introducing a lot of people to it
We are. Since we began, we have probably done close to 30,000 comparative tastings for guests. So you can come in and taste a flight of oils. We do a food pairing with it. It's a great way to understand how olive oil pairs well with food.
Hmm. You mentioned that your extra virgin olive oil comes with a certification. What goes into this certification?
So we hold two certifications. One, our farm is certified organic. That means that I grow organically. The other certification is for the oil itself, and this is an international standard. We take it very seriously. Every oil, every year, has to be examined by a master taste panel and pass a chemistry test to prove to you as a consumer that it is olive oil and nothing else, and it meets the standards in California. California standards are higher than international standards, so we take our food very seriously. Mm.
California has some of the most variability when it comes to weather and climate.
Right.
How does that impact what you do with olive oil? I mean, what are the kind of like the big wrenches that you're trying to avoid when growing olives?
The biggest thing is when we began this, we were harvesting in November. We're now harvesting in early October. So there's a huge difference, almost a month's difference of harvest time. That has really caused us to take heat away from our mill, and now we have to air condition the whole mill. So global warming has made a big impact. Having said that, olive trees are tough. They're tough. They're very sustainable. They'll live for thousands of years. So when you come in 1,000 years to my visitor center from now, if you've been drinking good olive oil, the trees will still be there.
Oh, I love that. And in addition to the olive trees, I mean, as you laid out, you have thousands of other plants and produce, and people get to eat that at a bistro, correct?
Yes. Every day the bistro is open. Weekends, reservations are absolutely preferred. And we're almost sold out this weekend for our bistro lunches, which is absolutely very exciting. We have classes, we do farm tours, the bistro. We have 7 or 8 different chefs that are just putting out some amazing food.
When you decided you wanted to have a farm, did you know that you also wanted a restaurant? I mean, the two relate, but they're entirely two different endeavors.
Two risky businesses,
yes,
Vicki.
Yeah, yeah.
Farming is one, restaurants are another. Mark and I had a very specific business plan when we started. You have to have a good business plan. You have to plan ahead. And I didn't realize I would get to the point where I am now, but the bistro is just phenomenal. Our chefs are amazing people.
Well, let's get to this weekend. I know reservations are filling up, but it is Lavender Weekend.
So Strawberry Lavender.
Yeah, Strawberry Lavender Weekend. How did this all get started?
A colleague of mine, Denise Ravel, who is in Vacaville, and she grows Malbec grapes because she is French, grew lavender on her farm. But because her farm is remote, she brought her lavender to me. And Denise and I have done this for almost 15 years now.
Wow. I guess what can guests expect this weekend? I mean, it sounds like an amazing time. The weather's going to be great, too.
Yeah, the weather's absolutely beautiful. We have outdoor seating, so you could really be part of the roses and part of the herbs. Lavender martinis, lavender lemonade. You have to wear purple if you're going to come on Saturday or Sunday. We don't have a fashion show, but maybe next year we'll try to do that. The luncheon is spectacular. It's a pork roulade. It has herbe de Provence, and my pastry chef is just going to knock it out of the ballpark because she is making the best strawberry shortcake I've ever had.
Oh my gosh.
And in the strawberries, that lavender strawberry balsamic, the strawberries are macerated in that.
There's just nothing like fresh strawberries.
Nothing like it. Mm-hmm. We have, I think, 7 different kinds. So in the class with me on Sunday morning, people are going to be able to go out and pick strawberries with me.
I love it. Yeah, and they get they get one-on-one time with you. You know, they're walking the farm with you. And there's also a paint and sip.
Yeah, one of our chefs is an absolutely fabulous watercolorist. So she's going to have a paint and sip. We both have quite the surprises for the guests that are coming. It has a little bit to do with strawberries and chocolate, but I won't give it away beyond that.
I heard that some people were a big fan of the lavender honey gelato.
Oh, beyond delicious. I have a colleague who is Italian who makes our gelato for us. So I sent him my oil. He makes olive oil gelato, which we will be serving. And then the honey lavender gelato is just outrageously good.
I have a simple question. I mean, what makes olive oil extra virgin? Is it because it's single variety like yours or something different?
It just because it passes the two tests, master taste panel test and chemistry test. If you pass both of those, then and only then can you put extra virgin on the label. So when you go to the grocery store and you see a bottle that says extra virgin olive oil and it has rosemary in it, that may or may not be legal in California. Both Mark and I sit on the state commission, so we know the rules pretty well.
Anne, thank you so much for stopping by.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, please.
I want to thank NPR very much for all the years of all your work.
Oh, we appreciate it. It's thanks to people like you.
Yep.
Anne Sievers is the owner of Il Fiorello Olive Oil Company in Fairfield. This weekend is a celebration of lavender and strawberries. You can find out more information on our website. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. You can also send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones and Stephen Starbuck. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.